This is CPR News. I'm Joanne Allen. No details yet about casualties or property damage from the East Troublesome Fire. CPR's Dan Boyce reports.
Grand County Sheriff Brett Schroetlin says his staff is not trying to hide anything. He says the fire's status is in such flux that they don't yet have information they trust enough to release. Schroetlin says one of the biggest complications is some residents have refused to follow mandatory evacuation orders.
And that's actually causing more problems than not. Our people can't work in the field with all of these other people on the inside moving around as well. And so it's not that people are trapped. It's not that people are in immediate risk. They've chosen to stay within our perimeters.
Schroetlin also says some of these people are posting fire photos to social media, and that's causing rumors to spread, further hampering efforts to assess real damage. In Winter Park, Dan Boyce, CPR News.
In Pueblo, the library board has rejected managing the controversial Christopher Columbus statue.
The bust, which is in the median across from the main Pueblo Library branch, sparked a mediation process between indigenous and Italian groups in August. According to the library, a proposal from the city suggested the district take responsibility for the statue and develop a plaza with more statues. The library board decided the proposal was not a proper role for the district, though in a statement said it supports a peaceful resolution.
KRCC's Andrea Chalfin reporting. Coming up, concerned about holiday travel during the pandemic? We'll have a few suggestions for you next on All Things Considered. Also, between political polarization and isolation, many teens say they're struggling, especially those with depression and anxiety.
I was my own enemy. I was just my own bully, I guess.
But this Denver teen is trying to stay positive.
Hopefully one day a good old person's going to come and care about people like me.
One teen's audio diaries of her journey to better mental health. That story is coming your way in the next half hour of All Things Considered, and you can also find it at CPR.org. There is a red flag warning until 7 o'clock tonight for Vail, currently 54 and sunny for Vail. This is CPR News.